Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jim Akata reporting ready for you. Standing by, Jim Akata.
Brought to you by Precision Camera and Video and Schwertner Farm and Ranch. It's 7:35 and it's 17 degrees this morning. That's not even the wind chill. Wind chill's not much less, 15. So, wow.
Yeah, the whole everywhere, in the even with you all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, it's pretty doggone chilly and crazy this morning. With this snow, I mean, I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. I've seen snow in Houston, so that didn't really shock me. But where I've never seen snow is Orange Beach, Alabama, Biloxi, Mississippi, Pensacola, Florida.
New Orleans.
My brother is snowed in Enterprise, Alabama, Dothan, Alabama. Macon, Georgia is all but closed today, telling people to stay off the roads and don't go to work or whatever like that because they can't get around. It's unusual. I-10 is, I think, pretty messed. Rain, Louisiana, which is, I think that's the one that's the frog capital of the world. They say that on their big sign. They're like 10. I think they had 10 inches, and I think they did close down that bridge that you go up, like you're going to be on an airplane when you go to Lake Charles, Louisiana, on I-10. You go up and up and up, and they closed that bridge, I think, for a long time, yesterday, maybe even into today. So it's pretty interesting weather. They were snow skiing down Bourbon Street, and a drone picture showed a real aerial of downtown there. And they got 4 and 5 inches in different parts of the city. North of the city was 10 inches north of Pensacola, and then to Georgia, and I guess it's moved on over into South Carolina today. I was trying to check. I don't think they must have gotten slammed in Augusta, Georgia, or at least they're not acting like it on this particular website of theirs. So I think they must have been spared, but and Montgomery did. But deadly, one wreck with 15 cars killed one person about 50 miles south of Montgomery on Interstate 65. And I-10, I think, is pretty much a mess today in a lot of the state of Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. So that's the weather, and it's doggone cold. Everywhere has been single digits from Missouri to Tennessee, and the feel-like temperature has certainly been that. And hadn't heard about any real problems, though, you know, any massive problems. So hopefully it'll warm up one of these days. It's certainly hot in Washington. Dow Jones should open up about 100 points. Oil is at 75.98. You know, a lot of things go on that you don't quite understand. I know that some of the tech stocks are definitely up. Anything involving nuclear power is going up. Anything involving AI is definitely up today. And we had two new senators sworn in, I think, a little while ago. They were the ones from Ohio and Florida that were replacing Mario Rubio. Mario. And what's his last name? Rubio. Rubio, yeah. Mario Rubio. Just didn't sound right today. Mario Rubio is now the Secretary of State. and Vance is the vice president, so he swore them in today at a ceremony. Trump wants the federal workers back to work. That's definitely stirring the pot some. Apparently, 10% of all federal civilian employees have fully remote roles. Nearly half the federal workers are eligible in some form. So he has promised to move nearly 100,000 government jobs out of D.C., and that's led to 287 Bureau of Land Management employees leaving the department during his first term. So definitely shaking it up on just about any kind of levels. Trump is on television tonight. Sean Hannity is interviewing him in the Oval Office at some point today, and they'll turn that around and have it on Sean Hannity tonight. Fox News was the channel with the highest ratings for the swearing in, and the other ones pretty much split fairly evenly. CNN still down in the soup. Their ratings are not good these days. I just keep wondering what's going to happen to them at some point, because I don't know if things are going to stay the way they are if the ratings remain as bad as they are. And MSNBC, of course, is being sold and taken away from NBC, so that really isn't a factor particularly. The AI meeting yesterday, I'm sure, was watched by a lot of people in Austin that are in the world of high tech. There's something called Stargate is what they talked about inventing. $500 billion investment over the next 4 years. There is a data center that's currently under construction for this in Abilene.
Yeah, several of the joint projects that are important will be. We're going to talk about this probably next hour. But, you know, all this, the media, as you often remark, Jimmy, let me just say this much. You know, they're going crazy with the stories that, you know, the closing DEI, transgender stuff, you know, with the Episcopal
issues, yeah.
priest and mm-hmm. of course, the January 6th pardons. But maybe one of the most significant news stories, and I went through every news story this morning, but I knew about it. Like I said, it was on yesterday on some one or two channels, maybe, for briefly. Nobody's covering that. I'm telling you, not to bury the headline, this project, it has the ability to do things like cure cancer soon.
Yeah.
That's where the news is, and thank you for mentioning it. Nobody else is.
Yeah. I think some of are kind of giving it a two-sentence thing, you know, is about
at best,
it.
At best.
At best. And, you know, I'm a little surprised that their playbook, it's kind of like a bad football team that they really, all they've got is a running back, and they pretty much have to run the ball every time. And they don't do sweeps particularly. They just pretty much call the play is up the middle. Center left, center right, center left, center right. And that's these folks in the left-hand side of the news media. They're still going on the J6 probation, you know, paroles and commutations and all that. They're really on that. Anything involving LGBTQ, they're doing that. I'm surprised they're not doing more on the making people come back to work. But
a fair amount of that, yeah.
There's some of that.
Closing the
really
DEI offices
negative.
Immediately as of today is like the big headline. Close up shop by the end of the day. Okay, fine. We knew that.
I just don't understand why they – I mean, I understand they've got to do that because that's their audience, I guess, and they want to hear that. But it's just the negative tone. This is what's made people go away from a lot of television. And, you know, I didn't get to talk about it yesterday. I don't think I did. But you may not have seen the story about Byron Allen. Byron Allen used to do an entertainment program.
I remember.
That was syndicated. We did the same things together throughout the 80s. I sat in the hall with him waiting to go in, and he was always around, and I know him. And somehow he fell into just a box of big money and started buying up something, bought up at least 20-something television stations. So he bought them at a bad time. He bought them with revenue going down. Local TV is hurting all over the place because of cord cutting and because of, well, it started when when the stations had to, well, they sold their channels, basically. If you were Channel 12, you sold it. You're no longer Channel 12. You're some other number, and people can't get you on antennas like they used to. And so when that was the beginning of the end for television, and it just keeps going down. It's chasing newspapers to see who can hit the bottom first. And I don't know if that's some master plan that some, you know, Dr. Fever or Dr. No is doing somewhere to get rid of all our media, particularly television and newspapers, but they're working on it. And so Byron Allen last weekend fired all the weather departments and 22 TV stations. Tupelo, Huntsville, Alabama were two particular markets that I was aware of. Fired all the weather people, which two or three, four people, depending on the station. The weather was really the big thing that local TV had going for it. And they're very attached, and I've seen it. They laid off, they fired, well, they didn't, they couldn't reach a contract agreement with the lead weather person at the CBS station in Nashville. And so she just said goodbye. Well, didn't say, you know, a big long goodbye or anything, just on one Friday she was there, and after that she wasn't. Well, people get real attached to personalities on local television and radio. And boy, they are raising Cain in Tupelo and in Nashville and in Huntsville about those weather departments. Now, what are they going to do? They got to do weather. They're going to do weather at those Byron Allen stations. They're going to do it out of what he owns at the Weather Channel. They've got computers that are sophisticated enough now where they can do a localized weathercast in Atlanta with people they've got on staff there, and they'll cover Tupelo. They'll fill that hole in the weather part of the news. And whether people will get used to that or not, I'm sure they'll do. I mean, Weather Channel's great, but it's not still your local people doing it. It's a syndicated weather. And if they don't have any competition and they're the only TV station in town, that's what they're going to have to live with. But it's, you know, there's a lot of change, and there's just a lot of change going on in everything right now. And this AI thing, it is so huge. I mean, it is beyond any of – it's big like the Internet is big. If you could have 30 years ago, whatever, when we first heard the word Internet, I don't think anybody – we didn't know what it was. And we got on it a little bit at a time, you know, with our telephone lines. You know, you've got mail. I mean, that seems like dinosaur times now compared to what we're doing. Yeah. And we – now this AI, I mean, I'm erasing – pictures and doing all kinds of cool things with the AI photo thing now on Apple. And I'm also, I can't stump Siri anymore. Anytime I ask Siri, who's really a moron previously, couldn't answer anything. And now, man, I say, what are some of the good things about sugar? Just to make up something. And brrr, you know, I can't stump it. It seems to know pretty much everything, and things you wouldn't believe they know. So I don't know where all this is going, but I know we need to pay attention to it and try to figure it out. The way they explained it yesterday, the first thing, and this is going to be the one they're building in Abilene, that place, is that if a doctor is on an Indian reservation and treating a patient, and maybe they've got a cancer, they can go to AI and see how people at Sloan Kettering or any of these great hospitals have treated something, and they can somehow AI can figure out the right answer based on what you're putting in about it. It can do amazing things medically. I think some laws are going to have to get changed, but you know, HIPAA laws, but you're going to have to do some things. But medical records is one area that AI can probably really, really, really help, because it would be so valuable to the medical world if they could see other people with similar problems, whether it's whatever it might be on a human being. So that's just one area. Now, another area where that's frightening is that China and other people around the world who've got some brilliant people, they're working on it too. And if AI is going to get so smart at some point where codes that we have on a, you know, in a black book that the guy carries around with him at the White House, they can figure out those codes. AI is going to be able to pretty much, it's going to be really hard to have a secret from things. So we're going to have to, AI is going to have to develop its own thing to be able to be secure. And it's just a lot of things that are over our pay grade to understand. But AI is huge.
I mean, it's so sophisticated now, and the problem is because of money. I mean, it's a lot like
expensive.
Yeah, hospitals and medical practices don't have the sophistication even now in most cases that's available. There's some huge percentage of mammograms that are looked at, and I mean, like, I'm going to say it's 25%, and you come back completely clear. But if you use the AI equipment, like 100% of the time, you don't have to wait till you're diagnosed with stage 3 or 4 and find out, oh, it wasn't clear. But getting hospitals and practices and all to get that equipment and the people that are trained to use it has still all got to happen. So $500 billion yesterday by the president with the two private companies, Oracle and somebody at the Japanese company.
Yeah.
This may be very huge. I think it is.
Well, the people that know say that we are ahead on AI right now, and if we're going to stay that way, we got to keep the pedal down because Chinese AI lab DeepSeek, they did something yesterday. I mean, it's hard to even read these sentences because it doesn't make any sense. But just trust. This is where you have to trust. You know, that made me feel good that Oracle Man was up there and the others that know about that stuff, that they were feeling good, that we're on the right track. And that's what you got to do. And when you're doing something like Jimmy Kimmel does every night and Seth Meyers, I just don't understand what the market is for that. I don't understand the corporate logic of having someone like that as part of your brand, you know, doing that every night. I mean, Johnny Carson drove the people crazy at NBC with some of the stuff he did, but he balanced it out. You know, and so did even Letterman most of the time, maybe in the later years. But even then, he was still there trying to do the Carson model. These cats have just gotten way off the line. They might as well just be the entertainment section for the opposition. And I just don't see how that is. The ratings are terrible for all of them. And I just don't see why corporately they would want that out there. I can't believe the sponsors want to be necessarily part of something like that. And I think there's going to be more heat on those guys before it's over with. Because, and CNN too, they just haven't changed their tune even 1 ounce since all this started. So stay tuned. It's going to be some fighting and some controversy. Nuclear power is coming back. You're going to see all those stocks surge again today. They've surged all week. You're going to see these plants where this AI is going have their own nuclear power stations at their facility. They're not putting up a wind turbine, and they're not putting up a solar panel. They're putting up something serious like they have in Europe. And it is a complicated issue, but it's starting to be out there in the public, and people should try to read up on it. It's future power sources, which will be something more than gasoline. We're going to have to go back to atomic power, which we have done in the military forever. We've got all our aircraft carriers today are powered by nuclear power, and they had any trouble. So got to get over that Three Mile Island issue and make them safer and get it out there, because that's what they do in Europe, and America is behind on that issue.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we return to page two, the wrap-up with Jimmy Carter.
They got the Razzie Award nominations out, but we hadn't seen any of the movies. Joker will probably win because that was the most biggest flop, I guess, of the bunch. They put Reagan in there. I never did get I think it's out there to see. The Dennis Quaid was pretty good. I don't know. They got it up for a Razzie Award, though. They're renewed The Lincoln Lawyer. Season number four will begin next month in Los Angeles.
Good show. I like The Lincoln Lawyer.
You like The Lincoln Lawyer?
I did.
Yeah, everybody you and a lot does. Of people, apparently.
Yeah.
I see that. Wouldn't he have an Austin? Yeah, he does. Jason Aldean booked for the Moody Center for Saturday, August the 16th. One of the most famous one-hit wonder singers has died. He was 84 years old. His name was Bob Cuban, spelled K-U-B-A-N. He was a drummer and a band leader from St. Louis. His group was called the N-Men.
Gonna build you up just to let you down.
I love the rhythm guitar on here, the Chucky, Chucky, Chucky.
Chucky, Chucky, Chucky.
People say now, look out for the cheetah.
Make way for the foolhardy man. Oh, I remember it.
Oh, yeah.
For the cheetah.
Here comes the big finish.
Just to let you down.
From January of 1966, rose to number 12. He made it to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. It is part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's permanent exhibit saluting one-hit wonders. Bob Cuban, 84 years old, born in 1940.
He has been bugled home to Jesus.
Looks like he's sleeping.
Hallelujah. This game is shaping up to be a big ratings bonanza this weekend. They were the most watched NFL divisional playoff game in 2022 with 50 million or something like that. It's huge. The Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. StubHub selling tickets, and they're pretty low. $292 is the current price.
Man, I was comparing that yesterday. I saw that same story. Man, look at the prices. Things have changed so much in college football for big playoff games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, $2,000 on
average. You want to go sit out in that cold?
I don't care. It's the NFL.
Really? Okay.
I don't care about it.
I'm not going anywhere in this cold weather. I don't know. I'm locked. This is going to happen May 4th. I think one or both of you might like this one. Austin's Moody Center on May 4th. Billy Idol and Joan Jett.
I would love that show.
What a day for a daydream wedding.
Oh. Daydream.
What a day for a daydreaming boy. That was just the line.
Come on. Moni Moni, White Wedding.
Moni Moni, okay.
Oh, man. Billy Idol with his blonde hair. Abbott Elementary has been renewed. They made it to the fifth grade. Season four of that. Netflix just gets bigger and bigger. Added nearly 19 million subscribers to the end of 2024. That's more than 300 million globally. If you don't think that's a big money thing, because they kind of cracked down and pretty much everybody's having to pay now. So, but they added, you know, fights. They had that show Carry On that's on their all-time top 10 film list. They had two most streamed NFL games in history. Netflix, if you bought that early on, you really got something. And don't have the ratings for the college football game yet because it was on, I don't know that it wasn't, I don't think it was on ABC. Maybe it was.
No, they've been doing it several years now, and it does
it's
well.
Only on ESPN.
Yeah, so like I was pointing out before the game here on the radio, that means like rural America, where a lot of people don't have a cable service, they couldn't watch it.
People have cut the cable.
Yeah.
So they don't do cable ratings. It takes 2 days, supposedly, to get those in from Nielsen. So that number will come out today.
Okay.
I have the feeling that it may not be great. I think it may not be great. So we'll see about that because they had you know, some pretty decent competition with all the inaugural stuff and everything else. And plus, it was on cable only. And it was two teams that I don't know that everybody was just hanging on in the West Coast or the South to watch. So
yeah, but longtime fan bases, Ohio State Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is national.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have quite the Catholic affiliation that it once did with every Catholic in America that was their football team, but
it's getting bigger.
We'll see.
Marcus Freeman changing that one.
Yeah, thank goodness.
It's for you, Bob.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that all does. I'm still thrilled about the Cheater song. I love that song.
What is that? What are we hearing now?
This is Billy Idol.
Oh, he's coming to the Moody Center along with Jason Aldean, not the same show, and Joan Jett on the same show.
Put them all together.
Right. With the Cheater.
Well, no, he can't.
Yeah, bring Bob Cubis. Somebody, you know, I think there has been some pop groups that have done either Bruce Springsteen, or somebody like that has done that Cheater song because he likes, you know, 60s rock and did that. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else of any major. You know, Hollywood has got a wet blanket on top of it. It's just they're still stuck in mourning the fire stuff and trying to figure out what they're going to do next. And so they hadn't been doing premieres or any of that kind of stuff out there. Maybe that'll change next week with Fire Aid and the Grammys. Maybe they'll try to get back to some kind of normal. Because the people that got burned out, they need to work. Some of those people they're trying to raise money for or feel bad and don't want to have a premiere are putting the caterers and the florist and all those people out of work. So it's a double whammy. And they don't unintended consequences.
Excuse me.
For those
yep.
people.
That's a fact. Yeah.
So people got to work, you know.
Well, we got short memories. Everybody was taken by the severity of that tragedy out there. But now that they essentially have, I mean, I read now that you know the winds are back up again, but they've gotten enough things under control that they're ready and holding them from getting big. So now it's like
it's whack-a-mole.
An American consciousness. Yeah, we've moved on to.
Sadly, we've moved on, but they're about to have the was it the fire or whatever where they raise money.
Fire aid.
Yeah, they haven't had that yet, have they?
I know. To your point, we've moved on.
Yeah.
But people still give money though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We'll see. I think there's going to be. You know, Trump is going to North Carolina and California in the coming days.
North Carolina, great example about you know. How ever you know, Americans are on board quick, and then gosh, got to move on.
Those people are still rebuilding
in North Carolina. I think it was 3 miles of people in line to get propane.
Oh, really?
Before all this cold happened, there was a 3 mile line, and there was very little coverage of that kind of stuff. You know, that's flyover area, but if it's in Los Angeles, it's more important. And I think they're going to find out what their importance is pretty soon. Stay tuned because. I don't know if they're going to just hand them boxes and boxes of money for to have this happen again in 3 or 4 years. We'll see.
The Daily Jimmy Carter Report, one of the most compelling and listened to features on a radio in Austin and America. Jimmy, thank you. Brought to you by Precision Camera and Video and Jim Swartner, Capital Land and Livestock and Swartner Farm and Ranch. Good morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.